This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On the program we call What's On Your Mind, this Easter Monday, we have some interesting guests lined up to chat with you today. In just a little bit, bottom of this hour, North Dakota Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, he along with Governor Burgum are the data duo that are constantly crunching numbers, looking at different models, and really have had a handle on this from day one of what to expect here and how to prevent that line from being crossed, the line being the capacity of our medical system. In fact, the governor just tweeted out a photo of the Fargo Dome on that famous floor that's seen a lot of incredible football moments for the NDSU Bison and concerts and monster truck shows and all kinds of other fun things, or hospital beds, after hospital bed, after hospital bed, after hospital bed. University of Mary, same thing at the field house there. So, and the governor says in his post, not likely these will be used. So this is the war they've really been fighting, and that's the one that I think makes the most sense. Now the next question is, you know, what do you do to reopen the norms, get our economy going again without inching over that line again? That's the big battle. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. Governor Burgum joining us later in the week, tomorrow, I think, and Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford today. Top of next hour, Dr. Paul Carson will join us. He's a professor of practice at NDSU. He has also been advising the Department of Health in North Dakota with his best advice on the reading of the, you know, where's the peak? How do we begin to plan for the reopening? Do you do social distancing only for high-risk patients? What about this herd immunity? You know, so a lot of terms floating around out there. How about the antibodies? That's on my wish list. I wish we could test everybody to see who's had it. If you've had it, you have the antibody. My wife's convinced she had it. We came back from California. We were out there for a funeral, and she's convinced she had it. Our neighbor, same thing. Said, I know I had this. Now, after the fact, didn't have any idea what it was. Everybody thought it just flew, go home, you know.
Yep.
Be better. But there's people that had it.
Buddy of mine in Phoenix and his wife, same thing. And yesterday, sure of it.
They're not.
Oh, that was there last week of February, so who knows?
You had it or you were there?
That was in Phoenix.
Oh, yeah.
That was Mesa. So
I don't know. I didn't know if she had it. Did we have it then? So, I mean, this antibody thing is something worth thinking about. So we'll talk to Dr. Paul Carson about that. And then Ann Carlson Center CEO Tim Eisinger will be here at 10:30. So, you know, the residents of Ann Carlson Center are usually, by and large, children with special needs. And right now, the parents of those children can't see them. The kids can't see their parents. This, I hope, will keep you from complaining about anything related to coronavirus and what's happened, because that's a hardship for parents and for those kids. And I want to talk with Tim Eisinger a little bit about the impact of that. I mean, how long can that go without causing irreparable harm to these kids? And then what have you gained? So this is probably what we're going to kick off here, folks, in my view. Guys, tell me if I'm wrong. I think the next week, 10 days, is going to be a pretty robust conversation among people listening, the citizens of North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, saying, okay, let's go, come up with a plan, let's go, right? I think, you know, not that any of this has been unneeded, it certainly has, but when you get to a point where you're reaching the peak and you're starting to come down and you've bent the curve, people, I think, are getting itchy. You guys agree? You feel itchy?
Oh, yeah, big time.
I feel like I'm here. How about you, Todd? What kind of feedback you get?
Yeah. Yeah, everybody wants that normal. I do like what the governor said, though, that, yeah, okay, and then if we end up with an even worse situation because we went too soon, then, you know, what have we gained? Paraphrasing, but...
Right, and I think that's why
we... Gotta be careful.
That's why we're glad Doug Burgum's governor, because he's not going to go along with anything that he's going to put his name to unless it matches the data. But then my question is, how do you find some middle ground in that? Right? So if you're high risk, stay home. Don't do anything different. Stay home. Because we don't know enough yet, right? That will keep the most vulnerable out of harm's way while many others can go back. Just things like that where you're smart about it and maybe you're county by county, look at the numbers and see where you're at. That's the benefit of, by the way, having some of the highest testing percentage to population in the entire country that's going on right here. So, anyway, that's a good thing. So we're going to do all that today on the program. You can call us at 800-228-0550 with anything on your mind, 701-258-0550 or 800-228-0550. I discovered yesterday by a question suggested by one of the kids around the Easter table after we finished the Easter dinner last night, yesterday afternoon, was... Let's talk about what has been the best takeaway from this, the best thing that's happened as a result of this. What's the good in this? Isn't that nice? Kids are prompting questions like that. And my answer, they all had good answers, but my answer was more family meals since the coronavirus crisis started than... the previous year, probably. Partly because I've traveled, not a lick, compared to, you know, the average of being gone about half the time. And even when you're home, people are busy, they got this, they got that. Instead, family meals. Is that not a good thing to come out of this? I love it.
Yep.
So I think we all can find those good things. Todd? You work like a dog before this, you work like a dog after this, but what's been good?
Well, obviously being able to do the reset and have everybody have more of that family time that we never find the way to have has certainly been a good thing. For those who, and it's, in my case, I'm an empty nester, so it doesn't necessarily apply to me, but you know how we've all, and you're there. Speaking of work like a dog, you're usually away half the time. Now you're not. I bet your life has changed quite a bit.
Yeah, I don't know that I work any less, but I mean, it's just less sort of residual fallout from being on the road or, you know, in a hotel room or whatever. None of which
I've
ever.
You've been able to spend more time at home versus what you normally do. So, yeah, you're working, you know, every bit as much, but not having to spend all that windshield time, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know...
Now that gas is cheap.
Well, that's the funny thing about gas being cheap right now, right? We're all at home. Nobody's going anywhere, for crying out loud, so nobody's able to take advantage of it. But anyway, yeah, I think there's some... I think that, honestly, if you really look inward and past the sort of annoyances and the differences and everything else, you're going to find some good things. I guess the challenge will be keeping those good things, good things going. So whatever you want to talk about, we can, but I'm interested sort of on what you... think would be a smart way to reopen. And what's sort of that middle ground, if you will, of saying, well, couldn't we do this? Couldn't we do that? What would be the harm in this? How should they do it? They being governors and presidents and everybody else. Let us know. Gene, I never say this right, but I think it's Bavaria. Did I say it right, Gene?
Good morning, Scott. No, it's Berea.
Berea. Oh, I'll remember that because just like my wife, Maria. I'll just say it rhymes with Maria.
Just like in the Bible where it says the Bereans search the scriptures daily to see if these things were so.
Yeah, how about
so the spelling is the same. Hey, let's start out with something a little lighter. Hey, Scott, did you hear things are tough in the cattle business?
I heard that. Yes, I have, in fact. Yep.
Okay. Ole decided he was going to sell his cows.
Oh, no.
So, yeah. So, by golly, he got somebody to come and look at the cows. And they're standing there leaning over the fence looking at the cows, and the guy says to Ole, are these cattle registered? And Ole says, well, yeah, I got papers on them at two banks.
You get it?
Hello?
Times are tough. No, we heard you. We heard you. I was looking for a reaction from the others here. Registered at the bank. Yeah, I love it. Gene, if you have more to say, hang on. We'll do it after the break.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Times of uncertainty bring both stress and opportunity. While we all search to adapt to new ways of living and working, we can also search for opportunities to do something positive during these stressful times. Facing challenges, people respond by adapting and innovating. They find ways to stay connected. They do constructive things that makes times of uncertainty bear fruit for the future. The University of Mary understands that learning is an accomplishment that nothing can take away. It's a long-term gift to yourself and to your families. If you've ever wanted to expand your skills but didn't feel you had the time to devote to it, the University of Mary wants to serve you. This could be a time to earn an academic certificate or a credential that'll benefit you today and tomorrow. Whatever area interests you, business, counseling, healthcare, education, the University of Mary has online certificate and credential programs that'll help you achieve your goals. In every circumstance, we, us, I, can take positive action. For more information, visit online umary.edu/certificates. Makes good sense. Okay, the guys have composed themselves now from the Ole and Lena joke, Gene, and they're ready to hear the rest of your comment. Gene?
Yeah, you mean they actually laughed?
They did. It was kind of a silent chuckle, but it was a laugh. I define it as a laugh. Yeah.
Wow. Hey, Smithfield Foods, Smithfield in Sioux Falls. Okay, what did I hear? 300 workers out with corona?
I think a number I saw was 248, but it's a lot of people.
Well, that's a bunch.
Yep.
Okay. Smithfield is owned by China.
Right.
And if that's the right plant, that used to be owned by John Morrell, because we used to unload feeder pigs at Sioux Falls Stockyards. And right north of there was John Morrell plant. So the point is, why in the world are we selling existing, if it was sold to Smithfield, why are we selling in existing working infrastructure to Chinese? For another example, this elevator right east here is Japanese. The Japanese own that one. And then one more thing, Scott. The fella from Ward County that passed away, 50-year-old, is that the good caller that calls in from Gladstone?
You know, I don't know that. Ralph from Gladstone is a regular caller that I always get a kick out of. But I don't know if that's the same.
Okay, if his last name is Rinky, then we lost a good caller. Because
yeah,
he was always so precise and so articulate and knew what he was talking about.
Yeah. I you know,
check that out.
We love every one of our callers, but there's some that stick out just like that, Gene. And it is
there was,
it's
there was
wonderful.
Another one too. There was Mark Hansen from Grand Forks. I met him at the VFW in Moorhead one time when you had an event going on there. Anyway, you better pass that Ole joke around a little bit, because that's true to life right now, yeah.
I'll get that going, Gene. Appreciate the call. Thank you. 800-228-0550. Texter says, meat processing and other food processors shutting down or considering shutting down. This could be a serious situation coming upon us. Smithfield is one I'm aware of. I guess JBS. Is that different than Smithfield? I don't know. Production line slowing. Lamb processing in the U.S. pretty much non-existent right now. Plant in Michigan closed over a week ago. And I believe Greeley has or is going to. It's a mess. There's a rumor that some produce distribution processing may be interrupted or stopped also, so it's not just meat. Buying local grown, local processed, local was a growing demand, but I believe this will push it big time. That's okay. Sometimes that's why these disruptions happen, right? 800-228-0550. Call us. 258-0550 or 271-1100 on local numbers. 271-1100, Fargo, Moorhead. 258-0550 is Todd and the crew at K-Fire. Tonight, 8 p.m., by the way, on both AM 1100 The Flag and 550 K-Fire. KTGO as well. A small business talk radio town hall for an hour with Senator Kevin Cramer. Get your questions in now if you'd like, and we'll get them answered. But specifically, anything you want to know about the CARES Act, Paycheck Protection Program, the various programs that are out there for companies big and small, SBA loans, agriculture, oil, number of different things being going on right now, and Senator Cramer's right in the middle of it. So that'll be tonight between 8 and 9 p.m. with your questions. You can text him in, 367-2054 for that, 367-2054, or Todd at 226-8503. Ray and Enderlin, what's on your mind?
Oh, yeah, I was calling about, I don't know if you heard about that House Bill 5717 that they're trying to attach to the new stimulus package.
Yeah, it's not true. None of it's happening. A bad rumor that 5717 has been used as a scare tactic. Congressman Armstrong was on, walked us through it, said, no need to worry about it, Ray. Not happening.
Oh, well, thank you for clearing that up, because I don't know why. It was just, like, can't really believe everything you see on the Internet. It just seemed like, it seemed legit. You know?
Yeah, he was mad because it was, you know, stirring people up in a way that was not necessary at all. And I forget the group that sort of was twisting some things or whatever, but basically what you needed to know is there's no threat from 5717, and that again straight from Kelly Armstrong, okay? Who's going to join us tomorrow on the program, by the way, for a talk radio town hall. We're doing a whole hour with Congressman Armstrong tomorrow just because we've run out of time a few times that he's been on, and we're trying our darnest during this time to connect you as much as possible with your elected leaders so you can ask them the questions you need to ask. I need some names here, Daniel, if we're going to talk to those folks before the break, because I'm running a little short on time. David and Dickinson, let's get at least the first part of your question in here. David, what's on your mind?
Hey, I have some information about you. The guy was asking about the man from my aunt was Ralph Mickey. Okay. Ralph actually was the second Stark County fatality last week. He passed away on Thursday at the age of 75.
Stark County Farm Bureau board member, I understand.
I believe that's correct.
And a champion for freedom, opportunity, and self-reliance. The caller was wondering if that was the Ralph that regularly called from Gladstone.
That is the guy that regularly called from Gladstone, yes.
Darn it, anyway! That is just so sad, especially when you consider that it's just a small number of North Dakota folks we've lost. Lost one of our listeners. Dang it. Bless.
This is Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I want to take this time to thank Scott and the What's on Your Mind program for helping a small business like ours during this time of crisis. I would also like to ask all the What's on Your Mind listeners to help us out during this crisis. Our products have always delivered every day made better. Now more than ever is it needed in your daily life. If you know anyone who could benefit from the daily ritual of a hot tub or a sauna, or even one of our many game tables, please refer them directly to me at 701-238-9837. I will reach out and provide them with a virtual tour, help them decide on the right wellness product, offering 12 months, no interest, no payments, delivering within 2 to 7 days, and I will provide you with a free referral fee up to $300, depending on the product. You and I and Everyday Made Better will win this crisis. My number again, 701-238-9837. 701-238-9837. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. is leading the world now in the number of coronavirus deaths. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the White House Coronavirus Task Force says there are some good signs when it comes to the numbers of hospitalizations and ventilator incubations, but he also says he doesn't want to make it a premature decision to ease up on social distancing.
If you just say, okay, it's whatever, May 1st, click, turn the switch on. Obviously, if you do it in an all-or-none way, there's an extraordinary risk of there being a rebound.
They're in cleanup mode across much of the South today after a deadly Easter Sunday tornado outbreak. At least 7 deaths are blamed on those twisters. Oil prices are now mixed after OPEC and its allies agreed to historic production cuts in the face of a glut of oil. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and 3-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Last time I checked, right?
Yeah. Yeah, sir.
Yeah. The police were not needed this weekend at churches, even though evidently some churches decided to hold services. Like in other states, where they actually were out warning people, ticketing people in the parking lot, intimidating them. Can you believe that?
Oh, yeah.
People going to church.
So a guy in Wisconsin, I think it was, got arrested for being out in the park where no one was around him with his 3-year-old, 6-year-old daughter. And I actually cuffed the guy.
I thought Governor Burgum handled it very well to say, look, we make the recommendations for a reason. We want to keep people safe from a pandemic, a coronavirus, but it is America. And if you choose to go to church knowing that,
it's your choice.
Exactly right.
That's your choice.
Makes good sense. Our friends at MyPillow want you to know that while they have shut down most of the pillow production, because they are helping America's hospitals keep up with PPE and getting them masks, delivering them everywhere. If you know a hospital that needs one, let me know, because I've received the, I guess the VA does not. The VA hospital does not have enough masks. So I've sent that information along to the folks at MyPillow and others as well. I want to reward our friends at MyPillow for doing this wonderful thing. So while they're busy taking care of the hospitals, let's take care of the pipeline. Let's get some MyPillow towels coming our way, or Giza Dream Sheets, or some of the best pillows on earth, duvet covers, mattress toppers. I mean, they have it all. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Just click on the radio listener specials for the great deals, or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. The Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota with us, Brent Sanford. Brent, welcome back.
Scott, thanks for having me.
I want to start with kind of a big picture question related to, you know, the decision behind when we reopen, how we reopen, whose decision that is. The President of the United States talks about it being his biggest decision ever. Yet a lot of governors will make that choice as they have, you know, with different things for each of their own states. Talk a little bit about the timeline on this. When do you think we start looking seriously at opening up sections of our state?
Well, thanks for the question. And you can tell by some of the national rhetoric that it's starting to come out. We see Dr. Ben Carson mentioning getting back to normal in housing. You see Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx talking about once we have a phased reopening, words like that. You see governors starting to comment on what it's going to look like as restrictions start to ease. Governor Walz mentioned tweaking some of the restrictions. And you see comments that are really ring true from Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx that there is not one size fits all, however. And so if you're talking about when do you reopen and unrestrict in New York versus North Dakota, it's a lot different conversation. In our conversation with Dr. Fauci, he said, you're doing a great job doing everything you possibly can. And it's not the same in New York as it is in North Dakota. And so we're following states that are in the upper Midwest, like Utah, like Minnesota, South Dakota, Wyoming, and Montana, also Manitoba, Saskatchewan. And the geographic dispersion is something that's really becoming a big item we're talking about in these projections of spread. And so the geographic dispersion in Alaska, Hawaii, and these upper Midwest states is such that we probably won't see the herd immunity and the everyone getting the flu type of, situation with coronavirus. So then the question is, do you wait until for 18 months, or is it something where we start to reopen based on what we know now, based on good flu etiquette, et cetera? And it's not an easy answer, but we're starting to hear rumblings from the federal level and obviously some really antsy governors trying to get their economies moving again. And it's not a one-size-fits-all, but we should see a lot of conversation about that across the country this week.
Yeah, it feels like this week is the time that it's appropriate given what the numbers are doing. Let's break down the data a little bit. And by the way, speaking of Dr. Fauci, you had a conversation with him, you and Governor Burgum on Friday, and I understand that he was complimentary about just asking a lot of questions about that the testing rate of 2.97%, which is among the best in the country. What did he ask about?
Yeah, we were basically briefing him, and obviously the governor is so schooled up on all this of where we are. He gave a really good briefing to Dr. Fauci, who was very complimentary afterwards. He said, "Sounds like you're doing all that you can possibly do. I commend you for that." And then he actually said, "And that positivity rate, wow, that's very impressive." And what he means by that is the rate that we've been trying to key on since the beginning of this is the fact that we've been hovering between 2.2 and 3.2% of all tests of those reporting positive, of all the testing. And right now we're at 2.97%. We had a really good week last week. We did not escalate in our percentage like we had some of our neighbors. Actually, South Dakota with the Smithfield outbreak went from 4 up to 8.5%. Well, we held steady at 2.97 at the end of the week. We started the week at 3. And so we're holding steady. You look at even Minnesota went from the 3% to up to 4.3% range, but they're still number 6 as well. So the case counts are low. The distancing appears to be working in the upper Midwest. But we like to focus on the fact that here we are, North Dakota, second only to Hawaii, and actually we've moved ahead of Alaska. And look at the geographic isolation that those states can actually put in place if they so choose. And we're number 3. At the same time, of being up there with the highest testing states. We're number 10 in total test per population. What you see there is there's a group of very proactive states like ourselves in New Mexico, Hawaii, Utah, that are up there on, close to our range of 1,361 per 100,000 tests. And then you see the states that unfortunately are having hot zone issues, like in Louisiana and New England and New York, where they're like 2,000 or more tests per 100,000, and some of them are actually below us, even with those high outbreak areas. We're actually ahead of Washington in tests per population, the state of Washington. So we're being very proactive on testing, and number 2 in positive test rate. So there's not much more we could do. We also want to move up that list with some of our targeted testing, like you've seen that we've done this last week with Hamadon, Gladstone, and on the MHA Nation. You get some of those smaller tests of a larger population and start to see what kind of test rates you have for asymptomatic folks that come in that didn't even know they had it. So this is important data, and we're proud of where we're at. We think we had a good week, and we've had a really good response to this so far.
The model, I think it's the IHME model that Governor Burgum talked about in one of the briefings that had erroneous data for North Dakota. And it kind of was early on Dr. Birx's fair-haired model. You're hearing a lot about it, and it's sort of fallen out of favor in that regard. Now, have they acknowledged the error in North Dakota yet and what's going on there?
Yes, what happened is we've been following that model. It was one of those that was showing we felt more realistic curve for the nation. It was not those models that came out early from Oxford that were showing 80% of the population end up having infection rates, you know, 80% of the people getting the infection, and it was actually lower. What happened is all of a sudden, we don't know why, but first part of April here, we started seeing a spike in our projected fatalities from 160 up to like 670 or so. It turns out there were spreadsheet errors for 2 days. I don't know if they were connecting to the wrong state or what happened, but it was 16 and 9 deaths were entered in 2 days in a row. And so we finally got them corrected to the actual, which was 0 and 1. But they kept the same projection, you know, rolling out, you know, moving up exponentially. And so our number, the last that we saw this weekend, was our number was still very high for our state for this type of population. And if you look at the curve, it doesn't make sense. So a lot of the folks that are watching this are noticing that, you know, why does North Dakota go from 1 to all of a sudden, what, 20 people are starting to, are supposed to pass away every day now, just starting in the next few days? The model really didn't make any sense. They didn't readjust that forecast curve down after the data entry error. So it's disappointing, but, you know, they've got a lot of pressure. They're being expected to do modeling for other countries as well. But we have gotten to the folks that are in charge and asked them to look at the forecast now after they finally did correct the data entry error.
Is there a model? The one thing that's motivated my support for all of the efforts that have been done by most of the states has been the one about you know, the hospital capacity, and you know, I saw the Facebook post from Governor Burgum this morning about the Fargo Dome full of hospital beds. We know the University of Mary is as well. That was all designed to say, well, you know, what if we exceed our capacity? We have it. And that was, I think, a solid argument for all of the mitigation measures, because once you start overwhelming the hospital system, all kinds of bad things happen and you choose who lives and who dies. We don't want that to be America. Are we past the threat point of exceeding our capacity now with so few people in the hospital related to the COVID crisis and, for that matter, the excess capacity still available at these places?
Well, Scott, you look at the numbers that the governor's giving every day on the press conference, and we've got out of 39 folks that were hospitalized for COVID, there's 12 remaining in the hospital, and we've got well over 2,000 beds identified. You know, the official number of beds is one thing. Then there's a number of beds that the hospitals could ramp up to and with their own facilities. Then there's a third level that if you bring in government resources like the Corps of Engineers was tasked with looking for those other resources if you did have a higher surge. And so the weeks prior to this, when they were tasked with that, they started looking at alternative delivery. So the Fargo Dome, the UMary, the things that people have heard of, you know, those conversations were happening to be overly prepared. But point being, the governor brings up 12 people are hospitalized. We have a capacity over 2,000. You know, this is something where the initial estimates, the numbers, the estimates that were utilized in Minnesota, et cetera, were very high, and they're not seeing those type of rates. And so we've got to be careful on our reopening plan. We don't want to see a surge because we've seen some of the states where a surge can happen quickly, and we certainly don't need that. But we're looking to dialing in the official modeling stance from the state government, the official surge plan from state government, and conversation about phased reopening this week. So we should have a good week for answering a lot of these questions. People have to keep in mind, this is such a fluid, dynamic situation. There's a bunch of models out there. We're just trying to pick from the best and move forward.
So that line on hospital capacity will drive a lot of the decision related to the reopening?
I would assume the continuing to model based on that is where we're headed.
Take a quick break. Back with more with our guest, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, today on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family in Spiritwood. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone. They're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? 11 before the top of the hour. Chat with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford on the program today. Digging into the data a little bit, things they're looking at out there. I see that Governor Greg Abbott of Texas over the weekend talked about issuing an executive order this week with plans on how to begin reopening Texas economy. Says he's been in contact with President Trump, Vice President Pence, Secretary Mnuchin, talk about how to proceed. But is sort of pushing a little bit on this. Do you imagine that's going to push you guys as well a little bit when you got an executive order coming talking about reopening down in Texas?
Well, it's a conversation, like I said, and it's interesting that he put out a press release that he's going to think about it, but you can just guarantee that this week there's going to be conversation like that of what does a phased reopening look like, and we are fully in preparation mode for that with Commerce Department helping us lead the way on what it would look like, and you've got businesses putting in ideas of what it would look like for them to reopen with new COVID etiquette, you know, that you can all imagine, a little more distancing, hand sanitizer at the door, all this kind of things that we're, you know, that you're seeing in the clinics when you go in, and the businesses that have remained open, and the grocery stores, as we mentioned last week with Hornbacher's calling in and having their, you know, their own protocols. I mean, the businesses are starting to come with the ideas fast and furious you can imagine of what it would look like to reopen. So it should be, we should start to move conversation for the next couple of weeks on that, and it'll be exciting times where everybody's ready for it.
How about the idea of the individuals in the community that are high risk remaining under the, you know, basically the orders as they exist now, but if you're not at high risk, you can go back to work, you know, you can leave your home, you go play a game of tennis, you can live your life a little bit. But high-risk folks, you know, obviously doing much of the same until we get further along past this. Would that work?
Well, and that's why the education on etiquette is so important. And also the governor is insisting on more and more testing and focus on the vulnerable populations before he's going to want to see, you know, a broad-scale reopening as well. And that's something that we are, you know, with our surge testing, et cetera, and not only that, but our contact tracing and our amping up our number of tests to be better than 10th in the nation, but higher, to be looking at focused testing of healthcare workers, of making sure we're watching the assisted living and nursing home populations closely, the vulnerable populations closely, and getting all of our data lined up for that. So, I mean, I think that you're going to see the governor not disappoint. He's going to be data-driven like always, and he's going to make sure that all these areas are addressed. And then, you know, being a private sector guy, it's very important to him to get the best analysis out there and get moving on reopening for our businesses that have been so impacted by this.
There's a lot of different stories out there, a lot of different data that inform all this, but one I found interesting was the situation in Iceland, and you've looked at that as well. Talk a little bit about, you know, that and what you make of that.
Well, there was a story early on about a small village in Italy where all 3,000 people were tested and the data that came out of that, and then you've had stories coming out of Iceland of them estimating what kind of infection rate there might be and positive rates with their only having 300 and some thousand people in their entire nation. They've been able to get statistical sampling and feel pretty good about where they are. And then there was a story out of Germany this weekend where they did similar testing. And the main thing to me, Scott, was that in the one cruise ship where they were able to test everyone for asymptomatic, et cetera, and for positive rate. They're talking more like between all those examples, 15 to 20% infection rate. So that means not the 80% of us that would be assumed to be infected like you saw in those early tests that brought these really high projections, but 15 to 20% in populations such as being contained to a cruise ship or in a small community that doesn't have a high infection rate or that doesn't have high positives that you go in and test and find that many people walking around with, you know, 15 to 20% are testing with it, and 80% of them are asymptomatic. So we don't know our asymptomatic rate. As the governor always says, we don't know how many people are walking around with it because we haven't been able to test everyone. So it's encouraging to hear about antibody testing coming soon, where we can figure out who already has had it and who's got, you know, antibodies, so hopefully has the immunity to it.
Are we going to need antibody testing? Do you see antibody testing being connected to reopening?
That's one of the issues they're trying to figure out with healthcare workers is if they can test and make sure, well, you've already had it, you can go back to work, or, you know, then you've got some immunity. So this is, like I say, it's fluid and dynamic and changing as we speak every day. But getting up to speed on this, that's very important. That's a very important thing to be watching this next few weeks. This is how well the antibody testing is coming out and being available and how it's focused And, you know, ideally everyone would like to have the test, but how do we focus it? Is it healthcare workers, vulnerable population, getting people back to work, and then getting a handle on the asymptomatic rates as we test more and more and more of how many people actually have it, not showing. But is it that 80% that's going to get it, or is it more like 15 to 20? Because if it's 15 to 20% of us would be contracting it, you're not going to overwhelm your hospital.
All right, that is very, very interesting. A lot of good stuff. Thank you, Brent. Appreciate the time.
All right, thank you as always. Have a great day. Have a great week.
North Dakota Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford with us on the program. Governor Burgum, by the way, tomorrow here. Next hour, Dr. Paul Carson. We'll talk on the medical side. Any medical question related to coronavirus, bring it on. And then the Ann Carlson CEO, too, coming up. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Jason Bohr, President and CEO of the Lignite Energy Council. I wanted to extend my sincere and heartfelt thanks to those 14,000 people who are either directly or indirectly employed by the lignite industry here in North Dakota, and thank them for their steadfast commitment to continuing to provide an affordable and reliable source of electricity during the challenging times of the COVID-19 pandemic. Please join us in thanking them by visiting secureenergyfuture.org/thanks.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.